pen. We'll wait for everyone to get back before we start. Hallelujah. Back here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did we leave one for, let's see. Val's got one. Brian have one. And you have one. Brian has one. Val and Brian. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Tonight, as we continue our study on true Christian characteristics, amen, we went over new birth, new growth, new attire, new radiance, new house, new revelation, and new relationship. Tonight, we're going to look at new destiny. You're destined for great things. Listen to me. You're destined for great things if you follow according to God's will for your life. He gives you a will and a choice, amen. But if we align our lives according to His word, we can have all the blessings and riches and everything that He's already provided for us. So tonight we're going to look at new destiny. So look with me in your Bibles to John chapter 8. I'm going to begin to read with verse number 31. And the word of God says this. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Then Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. So, for this destiny, for a new destiny in your life, there's a new direction. The question I ask you here tonight is this. How good are you at following directions? You're never going to come out of your misery until you learn to follow directions. Amen? You can't blame everything on everyone else. God says, hey, he gives us directions to follow. And the question he poses to everyone, including myself, how good are you at following directions? How many are good at following directions here? Let me see your hand. How many need to improve on following directions? Let me see your hand. If you have to improve on that, then I'm in the right house. And if you don't think that you need to improve, you're a mess. Amen. Amen. Because we all need to grow. Amen. None of us have arrived yet. We're all on a journey. So he says for us to, for this new direction that he's given you and I in our lives, it's important first that to abide. So look with me in John chapter 15. John 15. Verse number 4. Jesus says this. He says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. So more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do what?
Nothing.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. Here's where you got to get a hold of. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So for me to have my prayers answered and be walk in the blessings of God, he says, first, I need to abide in him and allow his word to abide in me. All right? So first is to abide. So that our first direction is to abide. Our second direction is, as we're abiding, is to walk. In other words, we need to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Amen? He says in 1 John, the beloved says in 1 John chapter 2. He says in verse number 5, but whoso keepeth his word, and him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. So, well, how am I going to walk as Jesus walked? Well, if I abide in him and his word abides in me, I'm walking according to his will. So, in other words, if we don't put this to practice, I can never walk the walk. I'll always get defeated. The adversary will have his way. So he's telling us, he's giving us directions that as we abide in him and his word abides in us, and we walk as he walked. You know, we always say it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that now liveth in me, all right? He says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. So if I'm abiding in his word and his words abide in me, all of a sudden I'm walking differently. That doesn't mean my steps look different. That means I'm moving in a different direction, because what I'm doing is I'm following directions, because I recognize that God has destined me for greatness. Amen? He says it's not only to abide and to walk, but it's important to obey. The truth of the matter is, most people have a problem submitting to anything. Hello? What's being spoken here tonight is for your benefit. Amen? In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 6, here's what you want to see. Now, wait a minute. Here we are, verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither have known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For at this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. And this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. I didn't say this. God is saying it. Here's the problem. Our sin brings sickness and disease. Sickness and disease brings death. And so many of the children of God are dying before time because they won't follow directions. Because they won't let the word abide in him, let him abide in them and his word abide in them. They won't walk as he walked, and they won't obey the rules. God set the rules. I didn't set the rules. He said this in Romans 6. Shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Hello? If I'm going to say, greater is he that is in me than he is that is in this world, I've got to give him the rule of my life. I got to put him in that place. And you know what that's going to take? Not only in this new, he's destined us to greatness. As we're following his direction, what it's going to take, it's going to take determination. New determination. Are you determined? Would be a question I would ask. Are you determined? So look with me in your word to determination to carry. Look with me to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In other words, if I'm going to take up my cross and follow Jesus, and I'm walking as he walked, that means I've got to die to myself. It's called, you know, we have to die daily. Are you with me? Amen? Are you with me? I have to be determined. I have to be determined to do this. And as we're doing this, we have to. We're determined to release some things to the Lord. Look with me in Luke chapter 14. Luke 14. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're here. Studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that need not to be shamed. We're rightly dividing the word of truth. We're ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. So we constantly study. We constantly press in. Look with me in verse number 25. And there went a great multitude with him and turned and said unto them. He said unto them, if any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, that's kind of a hard statement there. But if you look in the Greek in that word hate, the Greek word for hate comes from the Greek word meno. It's spelled M-E-N-O. It means to love less. Love less. I don't put my wife in front of the Lord. I don't put my children in front of the Lord. I don't put my brothers and sisters in front of the Lord. In other words, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I'll tell you something in my personal life. I don't even talk to my wife in the morning until after I spend time with the Lord. Hello? I get up, brush my teeth, get my coffee, go to the office, and I see her about, I go there around 6 o'clock in the morning, and I usually see her around 7:30. At 7 o'clock, she brings me my second cup of coffee. and we greet each other for the day. Amen? And so if we're learning to be successful in our marriages and our families and our relationships, how to raise our children in a godly manner, let me say something to you. If you're not following the word of God, your children ain't going to follow it either. So if your children are becoming messed up, don't blame them. They're following your example. We set the example. He says, if we train up a child the way they should go, they will not depart from it. In other words, we're to raise them up. We're to set the example for them. He said this in verse number 27. He said, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. He says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. In other words, there's a great cost. There's a cost for serving the Lord. It's going to take our determination. Amen. And if we want to walk in the blessings of God, we follow his covenant. We follow his word. And as we follow those things, then we walk in the blessing. We can't do anything about what's already happened. But God has power to restore even the broken. Hello? Amen. We have to understand that he is God and we're not, and he can do great and mighty things. When I was looking at that, he says for us to bear, and look with me back in John chapter 15 again. Are you hearing me? Am I speaking too softly? Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 15:8, he said, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be called my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. As I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He said, God, Jesus said, if you break the least of these commandments, you're guilty of them all. In other words, the commandments hasn't changed. The law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus, it was fulfilled. We know what's right and what's wrong. And we can't continue to do the things that are wrong and expect God to keep winking at it. He ain't winking. Amen? He wants to bless you. He wants you healthy. He wants you to have peace of mind and guard your hearts and minds with the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. He wants you to have all these things. But you know something about the God we serve? He is a covenant God. A covenant God does things according to his promise. In other words, he'll do his part, but we have our part. What he is saying, hey, if you follow my directions with determination, what comes with it is deliverance. What comes with it is freedom. What comes with it is healing. What comes with it is restoration. What comes with it is reconciliation. What comes with it is wholeness. It all comes, it's an all-inclusive package. Amen? He's included it all for you and I. So the third thing we want to talk about is new deliverance. First, we want to proclaim deliverance. And Luke chapter 4, I ask you a question. Just think about it a moment. What do you need to be delivered from? What do you need to be delivered? Don't go, man, well, I'm a Christian. No. Most of Christians are the most bound people in the world. Hello? Because they haven't had revelation of freedom yet. So they're still bound. God's here to deliver. Set captives free. Right? That's what he says in his word, right? Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." Heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus opened this up. Jesus wants the captives to be set free. Amen? So what are you saying? What am I saying? So God says he has destined us for greatness. If we follow directions, we have determination, we'll receive deliverance. We'll see freedom. Here's one of the problems. One of the biggest things that are faced. Intellect. Trying to figure it out with your mind. Shut your mind down. Let your spirit man do it. You know, the natural man doesn't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him because they're spiritually discerned. In other words, the word is never going to have an effect with your intellect. If you look with the intellect, you always find a reason it won't work. Amen? And God says, we have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ isn't here. It's right here. Amen? Amen? If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, the Spirit will quicken our mortal bodies by the Spirit, not by our intellect. Now, I'm not telling you not to study. I'm not telling you not to read. I'm not telling you not to get an education. But don't try to move God with your intellect because it won't work. Hallelujah. You move God by trusting him and having faith in his word. And he said it, I believe it. Hello? Come on. Come on. That's the only way it's going to have an effect. If faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, we just got to believe God in his word. And if we're trying to figure it out and we're trying to determine how he's going to do it, we made it about us and not him. I just say, let him be God. Amen. He's God anyway. Amen. And the only reason that we don't see everything he wants us to see is because we get in the way. Hello? Amen. God wants us to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. 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 I saw that in the park the other day. There's a lady she was getting ready to have a baby. She was due a couple days, still carrying. And my thought was, man, you get to drop yours in a day, and I still got to carry mine. When I get to have this thing? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. It's important for us to receive. All right? Let me ask you a question, and I'm not talking about me, but God has placed me here as your pastor. And I spend hours and hours with the Lord in his word. And I come in and God gives me instructions for you. And it's like, who is he to say that to me? Hello? Every time the word is spoken, God is speaking. God's word is life. And God wants to bring life to everyone in the room. God wants us to be in freedom. You know, he said in Romans chapter 8, verse 21, we're talking about being delivered. But the creature or the body or the man or the woman itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the freedom that I have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. You know, And by the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, 7, he says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's freedom. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That speaks to me of healing body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm telling you what, we serve the whole package. Amen? And he's the real thing. Amen? And he is saying to you and I tonight, simply this, that he's destined you for greatness. And he wants you to catch a vision for your life. He's destined you for greatness. And he's given you directions. He's asking you, will you be determined? And will you allow him to deliver you? Half the time we need deliverance from ourselves. You know who gets in my way the most? Me. Is that just me, or is there anybody else in the room? Come on, is there anybody else in the room? Amen? I mean, that's what gets in my way, just me. And God says he wants me to get out of his way and let him have his way. And if we do that, he says to you and I, he said, be made... Scripture. I lost my thought. I didn't lose it. It just took a break. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 6, verse number 17, he said, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered you. What was delivered to you tonight? Directions. Calls for your determination to bring you deliverance, to bring me deliverance. You know, God's delivered me just as he's delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Hello? So tonight, how many needs to be delivered from something? Come on, let's be honest. Amen? Can we all just stand? I'm not calling you out tonight. I'm not calling anything out tonight. What I'm saying is God wants to deliver you. He says if you'll follow his directions and you'll abide in his word, and his word abides in you, and you're determined to take up your cross and follow him, that he will deliver you. And not only will he deliver you, that you'll keep your deliverance. Amen? So everybody lift their hands in the sanctuary tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you see each and every one of us, and you see what we need deliverance from. And you can just whisper it to him right now. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell your neighbor. You just whisper it right now. You can just say it under your tongue. But I want you to say what you need delivered from. He said, confess with your mouth. He said, say with your mouth. Now, Father, you heard what they need deliverance from. So, Father God, you heard that word. And right now, I bind it right now by the power of Jesus. And I call it loose from them. Father, and I not only call that spirit of that spiritual wickedness loose, Father God, but I bind it and I send it back and I curse it to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. That thing that's coming out that they're releasing tonight will not grow or will not fall on anyone else. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, who the Son has made free is free indeed. And I thank you for your healing, for your restoration. Now I just want you to, with your own mouth, I want you to just start thanking him right now. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for the delivering you tonight, for what you asked to be delivered from. Thank him. Give him praise. Hallelujah. I don't hear anybody giving praise. Come on. I'm not deaf in this place. Let's give God some praise. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for setting us free, Father God. Thank you for opening the prison doors, for breaking chains, Father God. Thank you for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for setting your captives free tonight, Father God. Father, I pray, Father God, for a fresh anointing to be upon each and every one of them. Father God, that they'll never look back, that they keep their eyes upon you, that you've begun a good work in them, and you're faithful to see it through.